Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Coley. Hi everyone, this is Coley the Time After Dark, and today's special episode of Daytime After Dark is with Nathan Body. It's June 8th, and please keep your Twitter and Facebook questions coming. We are not going to take fan calls this time. We are just going to do Facebook and Twitter. So, here is Nathan. Hey.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
Good. So, yes. Are you aware of how many Twitter questions we have?
Oh, I'm sure we have quite a bit, right?
No, we have so many Twitter questions. You know, it's just funny because I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, a couple of, no, we have a lot of Twitter questions. But let me, let's start off with, a lot of people, and myself included, with the news that brought this year, it was amazing, it was wonderful, it was great, but people were missing when the guy did the performances. Why was that left out this year?
Well, we thought we wanted a little variety, and, you know, I feel like we did that for quite a few years in a row, and this year we felt like we just wanted to do something a little different, and we really wanted to pay tribute to a lot of great musicians and singers who had passed on over the last year or two. So that's kind of the direction we went. We thought that just, to take a little break from the striptease act. But I'm sure it'll be back in the future.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I mean, I get your point, and that was a really good idea. And with the opening of the Nurses Ball, with, them singing You're Not Alone versus the last, you know, part of the finale, kind of worked for me. It was just different. No matter what, I think with the Nurses Ball now, that's been the song since 2013. I and a lot of people want to make sure, it will, stay there because that is a really good song for, like I said, opening or the finale.
Yeah, it's a great song this year. I agree. We wanted to do something, again, a little bit different just to make it a little bit more variety. And so they came up with this great kind of remix of the song. And they, one of our directors, Fido, came up with a great idea to start the production number in the hub of the hospital and then to bring the energy to the ballroom where the nurse's ball is being held, which I thought was really fresh and new. And it just, you know, it gets boring if you're going to do the same thing every year. So I thought that was a great idea to honor the history of that song, but do it.
Oh, yeah. In the one of the best performances too, I really thought, Wally and Lisa, Ned and Olivia, was so amazing. It's like it was, I think, almost a highlight of the Nurses Ball for a lot of people. You know, you guys were paying tributes on Michael, but there was this, I think for a lot of fans, they just enjoyed it. And they also enjoyed Dylan and Kiki's performance. That went really well.
I thought that was really cute. Yeah, absolutely.
And what did you think of, Jocelyn's song? Because ever since the Nurses Ball, I listened to her like 20 times a day now. Thanks a lot. But when she was singing it and about, now my heart in my, I felt that was almost a little thing for, Carson. I mean, it was like almost what Carson's going through. And okay, I might be reading into it a little more, but I thought it was for, you know, Carson and all these, for the other couples that were going through stuff. Was that the intent of it, or was I totally wrong?
No, I think you were spot on. That was, you know, just a lot of what was going on at the moment and how everyone was feeling and very emotional. So I'm glad you picked up on that.
Well, yeah, you know, it was one of the, you know, I think one of the most beautiful songs written, you know, in a long while. And I thought it was beautifully done. And, you know, like you said, you know, with Vanessa's Ball, yes, people, you got to remember that it's really expensive to make with,
yes,
you know, because you have to, like...
I wish more people, yeah, we need more people to watch Nurse's Ball because it is very expensive to make and we have to get a sponsor and it just helps, you know, the more people that watch Nurse's Ball, it makes it more alluring to the sponsors. So I wish our numbers would go up a little bit more than they do with Nurse's Ball. It's such great history of the show. It's really fun to do, but like you said, it is very expensive. So hopefully people will support the Nurse's Ball in the future, but we need more eyeballs on that week of shows.
Well, yeah. And almost also, you know, it just, you know, I mean, when you have Valentine come up and sing, you know, I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. But I'm kind of glad you won there because, you know, for the past couple of years, it's been Dr. O, you know, begging to perform.
Right.
And she's great. Kathleen's great. But I love it that you mixed it up, even though Valentine is not my favorite person in the whole wide world. He tried to kidnap Spencer, so I'm not going to forgive him ever. yeah, but he does have a
good
voice.
No, I thought it was a good idea.
Really...
It was what I loved. Yeah, I agree. What I loved about using Valentine was it was unexpected, and I think we, you know, that it's good to do the unexpected every once in a while.
Well, yes, I mean, it was. So, you know, it's my birthday tomorrow, so I just have a little...
Happy early birthday, Carly. What are you going to do
for
your birthday?
Thank you. But I have a kind of birthday present for you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Can you give me a... I know you cannot give me all of it, but can you tell me when will Spencer and Sunny seal their first scenes? Like, can you give me a hint? You don't have to give me the day, but I would
Sunny
like
and
to...
Spencer?
Yeah.
They have filmed their scenes, and they'll be coming soon, so stay tuned for that.
But you cannot tell me when, huh?
It's tried.
I can tell you
it's before July 4th. How about that?
I know. I just, you know, with Bill Bond, and, you know, when Nicholas came back, the other day, I was happy, and he's just the lovable kid, and I love yesterday. I mean, yes, you know, I felt really, really bad for Hayden, but Hayden, when you take two boys that don't get along out, yeah, that's going to happen most likely. I thought. It was,
I know. I thought,
you know, funny.
I thought that was. Yeah, that was funny. I felt like, you know, I was hoping Spencer might be a little bit more of a grown up and not come down to Cameron's level, but that didn't happen. So it was fun though, and Hayden sort of
well,
got caught
the
in the middle.
The moment Cameron mentioned Emma, you know, it was I knew it was gonna go there. I'm like, okay, Spencer,
of course,
go attack Cameron.
Yeah.
Like in my head, that's what I was saying.
That's Spencer's weakness.
Well, but it's wonderful to have him back. Because, you know, and it was lovely to have Brooklyn back. Are we going to see more of, like, this summer, like, Spencer, Cameron, Jocelyn? Will they be kind of in a summer storyline? Oh, since, you know, in about a week, all the kids get out of school.
We have Spencer for a little while before he has to go back to his Disney Channel show. So he's involved with a summer story that's going to involve Alexis, Valentine, Nina, Sunny. So he'll be around in and out throughout the summer.
Awesome. And okay, so some Twitter questions before people kill me. So a lot of people have been wanting to know if what was her question? Oh yeah. Can you let us know what is ahead for Zillian and Brad and the guests and us from Silly Beans on Twitter?
What's ahead? Did you say Julian and Lucas?
Well, no. What's the upcoming? Is there any upcoming storyline for Brad and Lucas and Julian?
Oh, Brad Lucas. Oh. A little bit. The focus isn't so much on Lucas and Brad over the summer. So we're taking a little bit of break. Both of them popped up a few times over the summer because, you know, they're on our recurring cast list. So they do pop up every now and again, but there's not a real main story for Lucas and Brad. We hope to explore that down the road.
Well, and I think for the eighth, you guys have one of the biggest casts in daytime right now. So it's hard to get everyone.
We only have, I think, 23 or 24 people on contract. So I don't know if that's accurate anymore. We've really made an effort to reduce the size of the cast over the last few years. We do have a large recurring cast, but I think the recurring cast is very important to the show because they have the ability to come in and out of the story, which then adds multi-layers to each story. And that's why we have a guest cast as well. I see a lot of complaints on social media about why we have new people popping up and they're not contract actors. What you have to think of them as is guest stars, because the guest stars really help weave a full story. And that's why we have people that kind of pop up and pop in and out, because they just help tell the stories that are needed to keep the show going 5 days a week. So I hope that
hope
that makes sense to people that are complaining, and I hope people understand that's kind of how you make a show that's on the air every day be fulfilling, is you try to concentrate on different stories and not just the same 6 or 10 people.
And I totally agree with you on that. It's just, it's hard, but, it's just, like you said, the guest stars, that's a great way to put it. But,
right.
Because I watched all four of them. And the other night I was trying to count on my hands how many podcasts that you got ZH had days lying on the board, and that's why we're doing my little hands the other day. So, and Frizz, Christy, question on Twitter, Frizz Zunky also, about Wazoo Health, Frank will be absent right now from this. Are we, is Wazoo staying, or can you even say that? People have been wanting to know that.
Yeah, it's already public. Roger, we reached an agreement with Roger, and he is going to be staying with us. So that's really exciting news. We're happy to have him stay with General Hospital. Roger is a fantastic actor, and we are lucky to have him. And there will be a little bit of a break because we went through a little bit of negotiation with him recently for the show. So just to protect ourselves, we had to write him out of the show for a little while. But he will be back before you know it.
Well, yeah, and people also, you got to remember people that, summer is approaching. So with the summer, did you guys tape differently than you would other months? Because, actors have kids out of school. do they get a little downtime more in the summer or not?
Yeah, we are on a schedule right now where we have to shoot 7 or 8 episodes a week. And that allows there to be a little bit of a production hiatus. We just took a couple weeks off from shooting around Memorial Day, and there's another break scheduled for early July. So the actors work really, really hard. We shoot a tremendous amount of pages every day. We shoot about anywhere between 120 to 140 pages a day, which is a ton of dialogue.
My.
And we have to shoot 7 or 8 episodes a week so that we can keep on schedule. So yeah, it's intense when we're shooting, but the good news is the actors do have some downtime, usually every like 6 to 7 weeks.
Well, and I think that's, you know, really good. And, you know, because I mean, it's, you know, I mean, they are working so hard. And, you know, I mean, it's not just how it was back in the day when, you know, they might do one episode a day or two. No, it's different
right.
kinds of people. When
yeah, the budgets
I
have been
think...
cut. For all soap operas, the budgets have been cut way back. So I know everyone is working very hard on Days of Our Lives, Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, and General Hospital. Because we don't shoot year round anymore, so we can save a little bit of money.
Okay.
You know, the budgets just aren't as big as they once were 15, 20 years ago. So my hat's always off to our producers, including our executive producer, Frank Valentini. They have to really make it work on a very, very limited budget. So these are definitely some of the hardest working people. And very intelligent, smart people, because they figure out really inventive, creative ways to continue to keep the show alive while obviously working off of a reduced budget. So we really have a fantastic team and feel so fortunate to be able to work with the General Hospital crew every day.
Well, yeah, and also, you know, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you on that. And also, it's just, I mean, it's a new, you know, it's different. Like you said, 20 years ago was totally different. But, you know, I think, you know, I kind of like how you guys do it versus, you know, Days of Our Life. Because, you know, they are 6 months ahead. So whenever I have anyone from Days of Our Life, they go, Carly, remind me what I did. I mean, 6 months ago
yeah.
is... Yeah, and I'm just thankful.
That's a long time
ago.
That's why, because I feel like Ron started writing was it January or February? And I don't think his stuff
yes.
is scheduled to air until late August. So it's a long time.
Well, exactly. And a Twitter question from Brian McDew. Wanted to know when AMC One Life to Live will be rebooted. I'll scoop up the crumbs on Z8, but we will mow. I didn't know AMC One Life to Live was getting booted. What can you say about that?
We obviously don't have the space right now on the daytime schedule. We have The View, The Chew, and General Hospital. We only have 3 daytime slots right now. So there are no plans to put All My Children and One Life to Live on ABC daytime. However, we've been exploring options to try to revive some of these shows, but it's going to take a while because we have to be able to sell it online to somebody in order to pay for it. So the discussions, we continue to have talks and discussions around town, trying to figure out a way to do this in a way that would make sense financially. You know, as you know, we do have the rights back to those characters. So we're experimenting with a lot of different options. As of right now, there are no plans to add more soap operas to our daytime schedule. But again, in this environment where digital, you know, originals are becoming more and more popular on Amazon and Hulu, we are looking for perhaps a partnership or a home, if it made sense again financially, to bring these shows back in some kind of a digital platform. But we continue to work on it. You know, I want everyone to know who's emailed and tweeted and Facebook me that we are working on it. However, we just don't have an answer as of today. But we understand the shows are very important to the fan base. It's just, again, we need a huge fan base in order to make this work on a financial, you know, platform. We just can't have 500 people watch the show. So it needs to be millions and millions of people. So we all have to band together and somehow, you know, return to watching daytime soap operas. Everyone needs to be watching CBS, NBC, ABC. Like, the more people we can get to watch daytime soap operas, the bigger case we have to bring back some of the old favorites. So if the audience can increase again in the daytime soap opera viewing space, we have more and more evidence that we could, you know, sell to bring back All My Children or One Life to Live or sell these platforms on a digital space. We just need more people. And unfortunately, the daytime audience is kind of dwindling, but I know the fan base is big, it's hungry, and you just have to show up and watch the daytime soap operas so that people will see that there's still an appetite for these type of shows. So watch, and it doesn't matter, you can watch any of the soap operas. Just, you know, I would urge people to try to watch daytime soap operas as much as they can.
Well, yeah, and so our next question is from Linda Vanway on Twitter. She's a long time fan and asked when they are going to get a real story of their own romance adventure drama from their point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, was there a question in there of who was getting a story?
Dante and Lulu fans. Linda.
Well, you know, M's pregnant and about to give birth, so she has, you know, we're finishing up some stories with her while we can, and then she'll be off for a little while on maternity leave. But we, you know, when she's back to work and everything, obviously it's one of our dynamic couples, and I would consider them to be somewhat of a super couple. So I think we'll have more story for them down the road.
Well, awesome. Okay, and Laura, Laura Dante, can you see, will we see Robert and Holly back in the near future?
I would love to bring both of those back. They're a little bit hard with scheduling, especially Holly, who, you know, that actress obviously lives overseas in London. We offer Tristan. It's just, we love the character Robert Scorpio. It just seems our schedules never match up. So when we want him to be on the show, he's not available, and so we just have to make it work at a time when his schedule is more free, and then we'll be more than happy to bring him back. But he's great. I love him. He's one of my favorites as the character on the show. And everyone on the show is open to it. We just have to make it work in terms of scheduling.
Well, exactly. And now there's another Zalexis question. The other day scene with Zalexis and Julian with Danny and Scout, are we going to see more of Alexis and Julian with, you know, the grandkids and Sam?
Yeah, you know, we're definitely picking back up with the Julian Alexis story. It's an important story. We talk about it every week. We have discussions with both Will and Nancy about the story. So everyone is very much working their hardest to get the story right and do it in the right way to please the fans. So we'll definitely be exploring more of the story over the summer and into the fall.
Well yeah, and now it says, when is Alexis gonna receive focus they deserve? Julius gives their non-mob related Cassidine story. And when will the Lexus reunite?
I can't tell you any of
that. I know.
top secret.
I know people think about it. So yeah, you guys just have to watch for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, Pig Long on Twitter goes, any plans for a new co-head wire to take over Zine in the next few months? And
As you know, Shelly Altman is going to be staying with us, which we're very excited about. Shelly has been a great partner with both, Frank Valentini and ABC. She's a joy to work with. We do have a plan in place, but, we're just working on some of those deal points, so I can't say anything until those are more confirmed. But, yes, we have a plan, and we all appreciate Jean's work that she's done over the last few years. I personally have had, a great relationship with Jean and Shelly. I think they've been really valuable to the show. It's not an easy job. Their spirit, their collaborative spirit, they've just been amazing to work with, and it makes my job a lot more fun when you have people that are just easy to work with and who have great ideas, and really their passion for General Hospital is incredible. I've never seen two people more passionate about the show and the characters. They want to do what's right for the show. Both women work so hard. It's just amazing. Their work ethic is unbelievable, and I am sad to see Jean go. But I'm excited, when someone does retire or leaves the show, there's always an opportunity for some fresh voices and some new ideas to come in, and that's always exciting too. So I'm looking forward to the future. But on a personal note, I'm going to miss Jean a lot because I think she's just a terrific human being and is just a lot of fun to be around. She has a great sense of humor and is so incredibly smart too. That's what I just love working with smart people. And Jean and Shelly are very intelligent, along with our other writing staff. We have a pretty large writing staff as well, and I feel very fortunate. We have some really great people on our staff right now.
Well, yeah, and next question, Morgan Waters and Christina Howell have the same question. Since Zane DePiper is going into the eighth and Jennifer Bassey, will they play Max and Mariah from when they played on All My Children and One Life Will Live? It's a new character. That's what they want to know.
Well, I don't want to ruin anything, but they are, like I said earlier, they're guest stars. So when and if there's an opportunity to bring somebody full time from All My Children and or One Life to Live onto General Hospital, and the story makes sense for a long story for a cast member to join the show full time, I think that's when it's going to make sense to use one of the All My Children or One Life to Live characters, because we'll be able to tell a real full-bodied, hopefully this person would go on contract, so the character from One Life to Live or All My Children would be joining General Hospital full-time. Some of these folks from the show, it's been, for me, as a fan of All My Children, One Life to Live, it's been fun just to see some of these phenomenal actors back working in a familiar landscape, and that familiarity bringing them to General Hospital is really, it's fun to see. And these stories aren't meant to be huge, long-term stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we had Nora Buchanan come back, I think she served a great purpose as a lawyer in the courtroom. And it's just fun to bring some of these great, great actors to General Hospital and see what they can do. We're still actively, I can reassure everyone who's been writing in, we're actively looking for the right character from All My Children and One Life to Live to bring over to General Hospital full time. But again, we want it to make sense. We just don't want to throw a character on from the other soap operas just because we can. We want it to feel organic. We want it to make sense with the other characters in Port Charles. So there's just a lot to consider. But again, trust me, we're definitely talking about it. We're definitely working on it. So I'm hoping in the next 6 to 12 months, we will see a few characters from All My Children or One Life to Live segue into the world of General Hospital. That's my hope.
Well, yeah, and I love how you said that. Renee Rotten wants to know if William Dubois is staying on DH.
I hope so. that's all
I know.
Saying,
I know people.
I get in trouble when I talk about contracts. So I you know, for everyone's sanity, I'm gonna stay away from that. But I think
yes.
The character of Julian is great. I love Will DeVry as an actor and as a person, and I hope he decides to come back and join us long term at General Hospital.
Yeah, and Bob Mystery, did the writers collaborate with the producers as well as the, are they anonymous? Do the writers and the producers, work together, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Our producers on General Hospital are in talks with the writers every day. I think as many fans know, Elizabeth Cordy is one of our writers on the show and she's based in Los Angeles. So we have Elizabeth as kind of our liaison between our head writers and our producers at General Hospital. I'm in constant communication with our writers. Frank's in constant communication with our writers. So even though Shelley and Jean are in New York physically, there's telephones and emails and Skype, so they're very much part of what we're doing on a daily basis in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, and guys, we are doing really good on the question, Nathan. Love My Story asks, also, what was your first job in TV?
My first job in TV was, let's see, I'm trying to think, it's been a long time. My very first job, I was a producer's assistant on a game show called Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, which ran in 2001, 2002, I think, on Game Show Network. And then I worked on a bunch of reality shows, including America's Next Top Model, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, High School Reunion. So I've done a lot of freelance production work. And then about 10 years ago, I joined ABC.
Oh, that is very insightful, people. Let's see. Okay, there are people ask me all week. What is going to go on with Ned and Olivia and Gillen and Kiki? And are we going to see Ned and Olivia get married by summer?
Yes. Remind me, we did the engagement already, right?
Yes.
Yes, we have
yep.
that. Yes, I feel like they're, you know what, I can say their wedding is coming up very soon, so I can give everybody that tidbit.
Well, and I hope that, Ned picks Dylan as his best man, and I really hope Olivia picks Carly, because I kind of like the interaction lately between Carly and Olivia, and Carly was helping her, say, Ned loves you, don't be an idiot, don't let this go. So, but I know you can't tell me that.
Well, I can tell you, I absolutely, the wedding is going to be something that everyone needs to tune into, because it's going to be full of special moments, and it's going to be heartwarming, it's going to be funny. It's almost the perfect GH wedding. So, as soon as they announce that, when the dates are going to be, everyone should be tuning in. But I can tell you, it's going to be very soon.
Okay. See, people, I can. So, what's going to be up with Dylan and Kiki?
What is going to be? It's obviously Kiki's gone through a lot because of Morgan's death, and and how he died. Dylan's been this really comforting friend to her, and now it's kind of like segueing into a relationship. Kiki still has a lot of, you know, work to do. Kiki's going to find that she's interested in kind of a new, leaning towards a new profession. So she's going to get a career going soon. So that's going to be fun to watch. And that's going to pull her away. She's going to be really busy with this kind of new position, and that will pull her away a little bit from Dylan. So that'll be a little bit of an obstacle of how these two can kind of make it work. And then Dylan is going to continue doing some work at Crimson, working with Nina. And I would hope, you know, obviously Maxie should be coming back pretty soon. So I think Dylan will be involved with some Maxie story as well. So yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming up for them.
Well, yeah, and Missy from Untrue, can you ask what Liz is doing this summer, and how is that going to explain Fingo's absence?
Sorry, whose absence?
Her name is Missy, M-I-C-H-I-E, Untrue.
Oh, no, sorry. What character is missing?
Elizabeth. They were asking why Elizabeth was going to do this
Elizabeth,
summer and how
even though,
they are
going to
explain Franco not being there.
Franco is going to be – Frank. They'll explain why Franco's gone. So he's going to be gone for a little while. But, yes, Elizabeth is very much part of the story and part of the show and has a story all summer long. So all good on that front.
Awesome. Well, and then, you know, I got to ask for my little fan base because of, Carson fan base, you know, Carson fans won Frank and Shelly and Jean that we love that is doing really good for our couple, but the real true fans of Carson stayed with them, even though it was really, really hard, you know, for a couple of months. But, you know, it looks really good. Can you, I mean, we want to know, if, like, Carson will have a vow renewal, and will Carson, like, slowly work get back together, or will it be a while?
Well, I was going to say, the question is, before we get to vow renewals, are they going to get back together? Can this couple break through all that they've gone through in the last 10 months and find some way to come back together? And I can tell you all that is going to be answered in the next 4 to 6 weeks as well. So you'll have your answer soon, Carly.
Okay, will Carly be happy? See,
I don't know. You're gonna have to call me in July.
Nathan. Okay. I know you can't.
If I spoiled everything, what would be the fun in continuing to watch a show?
Well, you know, yeah, I know, but you know, like months, you know, of not having our couple together. But people also want to know: is Ava gonna pay for what she did to Morgan? Because a lot of people are just not happy if Ava gets off with what she did to Morgan.
Don't you kind of feel like Ava is going through some major punishment, though, for her crime in this really painful burning face situation right now?
Well, yes, and you know, well,
you want her to suffer more and more and more.
Oh God, yes. You mess with my cousin, you mess with them, you mess with their kid, you're done for in my book. And for me, you know, I mean, people, this is, I think, one of the most controversy storylines you guys had in a while, because, you know, some people thought, they should have went back and got Ava. But, you know, our fan base is like, why? If that was Carson in the fire, Do you think Ava would come back to help them? No, I mean, what's your take on that?
I agree with you because she, you know, she is a bad person in her own right. I think it's interesting on this show to explore. Everyone has multi layers to their character. So even though we have some really bad people, I think everyone has, you know, a portion of them that can be explored that you understand a little bit why. I'm not trying to give excuses to the characters. I just think it's interesting to explore why a certain person does some of the bad stuff they do. Like, for example, Valentine. He's a really interesting character because he's multi-layered in that sometimes he can be enormously and wildly charming, and other times he can be ruthless and be a killer. And just like Ava, I think Ava is a little bit misunderstood in terms of she's done some really horrifying things, but there is reason behind all the actions that she's done. So I think what that does is it adds some, just like human beings in real life, it adds multi-layers to explore. And I think it provides more story too. So I'm not trying to advocate that we should feel sorry for these people, but at the same time, I think Ava's road to recovery is going to be a bit painful and long. And I think, you know, I'm not saying that she doesn't deserve jail time or does. She does deserve jail time, but I think the way that she'll be suffering in the months, months ahead, and who might be helping her kind of get through this horrifying burning incident, will be interesting to see how it plays out. And it also gives a person an opportunity to look at the past and what they've done wrong and why they've done it. And, you know, sometimes those actions have repercussions for the future. So it's, you know, I agree with both sides. I'm sorry to play the middleman, but I see everyone's point.
Well, yeah. And that's, you know, that's your job. You have to be the middleman. Sally Williams on Trio says she's very disappointed with the Solace storyline. Everything is Belle and Nina.
What storyline?
Nina, very, very little Dante and Lulu. Will there be a change in any time soon? Will Lulu can finally get her doll more than she is by now?
I got lost in the question. So the question is Dante and Lulu, and is it Charlotte?
Yeah.
So they're wondering if is what are they? What's the question? I'm sorry, I got lost in the question.
Well, They were disappointed with the solo writing because people are feeling that this is Lulu's doll, and people feel like seems to be, you know, having custody of her right now. And with what Valentine has done in the last couple of days, people just, you know, want, you know, Lante to be happy a little.
Well, but that's why you have to keep watching, because there's exciting things coming up that will explain this person's question. So that's,
yes,
that's
people,
the good news and bad news about doing a show 5 days a week is that most of these questions are going to be answered very quickly. But you have to just kind of be patient and keep watching.
Well, yes. Oh, and will we get the Monsieur Carlson back with their stories again? And they were, you know, I mean, like you said, we have to watch. But, you know, people is either Carlson they love, the Lexus, they Sam, those are the three couples that always come back to, you know, what, you know, they are worried. But, you know, with Carlson, I've enjoyed the last couple of weeks. Did I enjoy the fake sex? Did I enjoy Zach's coming back? Zach's, you know, going down stairs when he knew Sonny was there. Yeah, that was a little much, but I loved it.
But don't you think that makes for a compelling, interesting story and throwing a little bit of a wrench their way?
Well, exactly. And I mean, when you have this couple, and I've said it so many times, I feel like Carlson is the next LeGlore. I feel like they are a super couple, even though it pained me to say this, so is Alexis. And, you know, and I think Jason and Sam right now, you know, also. And people also want to know about Sam. Will they have their own story coming up? Oh, what do you know? I mean, what's going on for them?
Did you say Sam and Jason?
Jason and Sam. They want to know going on with Jason and Sam on General Hospital. Like, will they get their own story, or will...
Sam is a huge story that is going to start very soon, and we'll go through most of the summer. It has multi layers. It involves Sunny, involves Jason, involves Carly. I think it's really interesting because Sam is going to be acting in a way that we haven't seen Sam act in a while. So, I don't want to say too much because I feel like I'm giving it away, but it's a really interesting dynamic and provides a lot of drama over the summer. So I think Sam and Jason fans will be happy.
Well, exactly. And, you know, this is my question. No one else is, but we are going to see a little of the mob playing out this summer, right? Because, honestly, I'm missing guns. I'm missing accent. I want someone to be shot. Are we going to see any of the mob?
Someone will be shot this summer. I can tell you someone will be shot this summer. I can't tell you who, but someone will be shot.
Oh, but you can't tell me. I know.
It would ruin it for everybody. I can tell you, so next Friday, June 16th, is going to be the day that Ned and Olivia reveal what day they're going to get married. So if you're interested in that, tune in next Friday, June 16th. And then also wanted to let everyone know on June 13th and 14th, Spinelli is going to be making an appearance on both days in Port Charles. So that'll be fun.
Well, yes. And what about Kristen Stones? Is she on her way back, or will it take a little while because of what's been happening with her health?
Yeah, it's going to take just a little bit longer, but it's, you know, she's expected back at work soon, and she seems to be in a great place. And as just a regular fan following her on Instagram and social media, she looks great. She seems like she's doing great. So we're thrilled that she's going to be coming back, and hopefully that should be on air sometime over the summer.
See, people, I told you Maxim is coming back. With so many couples, so many storylines, I remember everything, but how do you keep everything straight in your head? That's what I want to know.
that's a very good question. I think because I love what I do and I love General Hospital, I also cover four other shows on the primetime side, so I have a lot of story in my head on any given day, but I feel like I feel very fortunate to have this job, and I absolutely love it, and I have so much energy and passion for all the shows that I cover that it just kind of comes naturally. It's amazing. And obviously I read a lot, and I watch all the episodes and the cuts that come in, and it's a part of my daily life, and that's 7 days a week that I'm always reading or watching something from the show because we do so many episodes. But I feel, you know, like I'm the luckiest person in the world that I get to have this opportunity, and we have tremendous fans. Most of our fans are so lovely and nice and supportive that it's a pure joy to work on this show. So I don't know. I guess it comes from a place of passion that you just have it all in your head.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. And also, you know, is this, you know, the way the country is right now, Mike, I mean, everyone's been asking me this all day. Okay, so if the East Coast, let's say, doesn't get sent to a hospital because of the breaking news, are you guys going to just make the East Coast suffer and they miss a day? Or are you guys thinking of just pushing things back if it ever, like this morning with the whole FBI thing? They
right.
were done in time, thank goodness. But
yeah.
Do you guys know what you're going to do about that?
Oh, absolutely. We always have a plan in place. Today's plan, if the testimony would have continued into the 2 o'clock Eastern feed, so here's the truth of the matter. 60% of the country watches it at 2 o'clock Eastern. So that's our biggest audience. So if the testimony would have completely cut into the 2 o'clock Eastern feed today, we would have probably just pulled the episode from the rest of the country and just started over tomorrow. But because we were only preempted, I think, 13 minutes during the 2 o'clock hour today, we decided to play it for the rest of the country. And then starting tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, anyone who was not able to catch the full episode can go to abc.com and watch the full episode in about 2 hours from now.
See, people, so what's going to go on with Griffin this summer? And please tell me that Griffin and Sunny doesn't get in a fight over Ava, because I'm enjoying Griffin and Sunny, the romance that they are having. Can you?
Griffin. You know, Griffin is a religious guy, so I think he's gonna cross with Ava a little bit over the summer, and I think will be just a good friend or a good sounding board, someone who is positive. When someone's going through such a traumatic event, such as being a burn victim, I think it's nice to have somebody who is positive like Griffin is, and who can give you the support instead of just hiding in your house all day. So Griffin will definitely be playing an important part with Ava over the summer in terms of healing and how she's going to move ahead with her life. And then, you know, there'll be some great interactions with Sunny as well. So Griffin's definitely someone that obviously we know we need to give a little bit more story to, and hopefully a romance down the road, because the guy is super attractive. So I feel like it's a waste of a good actor and a good looking guy that he has not been involved yet in a romance. So we're trying to hopefully get to that point at some point.
Well, and a lot of people, you know, thought, you know, Liz, Fango, Griffin triangle will be hot. People have said that the last couple of months. That would be a very interesting storyline. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, have asked me that. And I'm like, you know, because, you know, we want Griffin to fall in love. Like you say, he's too cute to stay by himself. So if no one wants him on the show, then I will come on and take him. I will take one
thanks
for the team.
Thanks for the offer, Carly.
Yes,
I'll
I know.
Keep that in mind.
With the Anna storyline, Anna and Axe and the whole review. And we know that Vincent Irizarry is leaving Days of Our Life. There have been rumors that David Hayward could be coming on GH. And I know you cannot say it, but what were you thinking about what happened?
I can't say really. I can say Anna will be in and out because Finola, the actress who plays Anna, has a little bit of an extended vacation this summer along with Jeannie Francis. So we'll play them as much as we possibly can. But again, due to a little bit of scheduling, they will be, you know, on again, off again. But we have great stuff ahead for Anna in summer and for Laura as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm so, you know, happy that Jeannie Francis is back. And I'm enjoying her little scene with Spencer, and it's almost really nice because, you know, I think what the audience wants to know also is Nicholas ever coming back, or will he remain dead for a while?
Right now he's going to remain dead. So no plans to resurrect that character, at least at the moment. You never know what's going to happen down the road, but right now he remains dead.
And a lot of people loved the Tracy, you know, farewell and all that. People loved it.
Oh, yeah. That was great, wasn't it?
It was
I loved
awesome.
Good.
But what people are wondering, you know, with Ned and Olivia getting married, do you think Zane might come for a couple of days, though? Do you think Zane is just gone, you know, for a while or for a long while?
Yeah, it's too soon. Jane is busy doing some other things right now in her retirement, so she will not physically be at the wedding. There might be some kind of a gift or, you know, congratulations or a note, but unfortunately, you know, she's not going to be appearing in person. But I feel like, you know, Jane just left and I think needs a little time to pursue some other opportunities that she is doing in her retirement. But hopefully Jane will keep in mind, you know, obviously the door is always open if she wants to come back for any
amount
of time.
Well, exactly, people. And to close out our interview, you know, when you're being so busy, you know, so when you get home, do you cook or do you this or do it all? Because you are so busy, I think that you won't have time to cook.
It depends. I actually made I made pasta on the other night. I was home at a good time, so I cook when I can. But yes, you're right. Sometimes it's a little bit too busy, so it turns into a takeout situation. But I enjoy cooking. You know, I'm not a great cook, but I can. I know how to boil water and stick things in the oven.
Well, that's the most important thing. And with prime time, and with, you know, this summer, I love it that you have Pyramid, Family Feud coming back, Tell the Truth. So are they back for, like, the whole summer? Oh, how many episodes are the game shows back?
We're doing a lot this summer. And then I think To Tell the Truth is actually going to be on in the fall, too, on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. So there'll be a summer run, and then I think a few of those will segue into the fall. And then, as you guys probably already know, ABC is going to become the new home of American Idol starting next March, I believe, in 2018.
Oh, really? So that is true. Oh.
So that was confirmed last month, and that will take up a good portion of the nighttime schedule starting probably in March. And I know they're doing some kind of like Bachelor Olympics in January or February. So there's a lot of fun reality alternative game show things if that's what you like. That'll be just kind of sprinkled throughout the whole year.
Well, yeah, I love What Would You Do on ABC. Is that back this summer?
I don't know if it's this summer, but I feel like they're always making new episodes to have ready when need be. So I would just keep watching, you know, online the entertainment news, or go to the website abc.com and go to the What Would You Do page. That'll tell you the most up to date air date information.
Well, yeah, and our final two questions. With Bobby finding out that Scotty had a hand in, you know, covering up for Ava, are we going to see Bobby getting really mad at Scotty at all? That would be awesome, I think.
I don't know. You'll just have to keep watching. My famous last word.
You know, but no, I mean, so yes. Oh, and you know, come the weekend, Oh, no, that's why I was there. Yeah, Bobby, happy birthday, Bobby. Bobby's going to kill me if I don't ask you this. He's worried about July 4th. So will you guys have a new episode on 4th of July, or are you guys going to do a wee one?
No, everyone seems to kind of be on vacation, and our available audience seems to be really low. So for financial reasons, we are going to have a repeat on July 3rd and 4th, but we'll be back with new episodes on Wednesday, July 5th.
Perfect. And, okay, please come back in November or September. Let us know what's going to go on with the fall questions. I mean, fall storylines. And I think this is a better way to do an interview for you and I. Just, you know, go off Twitter and Facebook. It was easier than, you know, having 30.
I feel like we got a lot more questions in. So I think this was a great way to do it. And then also I wanted to give a shout out to Bobby because I think this week is his birthday too, right?
Yeah, Bobby today.
Happy birthday to Bobby. Bobby's always been a big fan of the show and your show, so I wanted to say happy birthday to Bobby. And then, of course, happy birthday to you, Carly. I hope you do something fun tomorrow to celebrate.
Well, I'm having my birthday show on air tomorrow, and we got Christoph lined up to call
great.
In. And, you know, the only other one I really would love to call in with is Laura. So I kind of been tweeting her this week. I don't know if it's going to happen, people, but even if Laura called in for 2 minutes, I will be happy because everyone knows that knows me. Laura White is my favorite actress in, you know, all of it, in, you know, prime time, daytime. Laura is my girl, and I just, you know, I mean, I just want to say before we go, Laura was robbed this year with the Emmy. Laura was robbed.
What did you think about the Emmys, really quick? I think Laura and Nancy were robbed. I think Nancy gave some phenomenal performances. Laura gave phenomenal performances. Like, I was really rooting for Laura and Nancy, but, I guess it just wasn't meant to be. So, but I'm very happy.
And another thing, people were upset over Sunny. Monique Spinell not even getting an Emmy nod.
I don't know why. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know why he keeps being overlooked. So, we'll try again.
Well, yeah, and we would love somewhere down the road just to have Anthony Geary back. A little. I mean, I love that he came back for Tracy, but I would love him more to, you know, could call Sunny and say, oh, I just found out about Morgan 9 months ago, because for me, it was a really hard sell for Luke not to know what was going on in Pussos, and that was, you know, because I do miss the Luke and Sunny relationship. It was one of the best.
Yeah, it was a great relationship, but it's one of those relationships that we probably have to put to bed just because, you know, Tony obviously is interested in retirement, and I don't blame him. I would probably want to retire too since he's been on the show for so long, and we just have to kind of move on and cherish the times that we had with Luke and Sonny. But I agree with you, but I also have to respect the wishes of the actor who is not interested in coming back right now.
Oh, and one more. People want also with the new PI business, are we going to see any more with Jason and Curtis? Because that has been a really interesting relationship to us over time.
I think they will cross a few times, or more than a few times. So, yeah, they'll definitely, I think, cross again. They're great together.
Well, we won past the 4 minute mark. But, yeah, will you please come back in the fall, like September, October, and we can talk about the fall storylines?
Yes, that would be fun.
Okay, have a great day now. Have a great night, Nathan. I mean, day.
Thanks, Carly. Thank you.
Have a great
birthday.
Day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everyone that was Nathan Body, please check if you didn't were able to listen to the whole thing. Please just remember to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/dtimeafterdark, and this episode should be running in about an hour, 45 minutes, and, you know, like I said before, I'm sorry, you know, it was, for this time, it was better to do Twitter and Facebook questions, but for the time after Dark Friday night, is Carly's birthday show, and like I said, Christoph St. John will be calling to wish me a happy birthday, and there might be others. So please check that out. And then Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, we will be having T.C. Warner on. So, you know, on here at 9 o'clock was close time. So please tune into that and hold on. Hi. May I help you find the number?
My what number?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I just, yeah, I can, but I just wanted to let you guys know that, yeah, Nathan's gone, but I hope I was able to give everyone's, Twitter question and Facebook question answers. So thank you all for calling in and have a great Friday night. I mean, Thursday night. Tomorrow my birthday, so 6 p.m. West Coast time. Thank you. Bye-bye. Signing off. Carly signing off. Bye-bye.